Next, children, let us discuss the rich wildlife which is found in the forest in Democratic Republic of Congo, as mentioned on page 37. A large number of colorful birds and butterflies are found here. Arboreal animals are found in plenty. List of other animals found here include wild buffaloes, elephants, and hippopotamuses. Reptiles are found in large numbers. Thus, this part of our planet is like a huge safari or natural zoo. Moving on, let us study the life of the people residing here. People belong to various races and speak different languages. People speaking the Bantu language form the biggest group. A special mention must be made of the pygmies, who are dark in complexion and very short. They are a primitive tribe and lead a nomadic life. They are excellent hunters. Now, about the agriculture which is mentioned on page 38. Farming and mining are their main occupations. They grow maize, banana, vegetables, groundnuts and cassava, which is a root vegetable. Cash crops like rubber, coffee, groundnut, rice and cotton are also grown by them. The main industries of Democratic Republic of Congo are textiles, chemicals, paper, soap, cement and cigarettes. They are located in Kinshasa, which is the capital of this country, and also in Lubumbashi and Matadi. The country has many important mineral resources and is also the world's largest producer of industrial diamonds and cobalt. Mining is an important industry of this country. It is also rich in water resources and hence is a leading producer of hydroelectricity in the world. Lastly, the country has a good network of roads and railways. Lakes and rivers are used for navigation. A well-developed air transport system exists here. So children, with this we come to the end of this chapter, which enlightened us about a truly fascinating country called the Democratic Republic of Congo. Thank you.